is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are back live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as the varsity girls of Auburn get a big win over Rehoboth here at home, and it's time for the varsity boys to do the same. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us on this Monday night here in Auburn, Alabama. A chilly one indeed, but it is nice and warm inside, and we should have a good one between the Tigers and the Rebels here in the varsity boys game coming up tonight. Your Auburn High Tigers 10-4 overall this season, 5-2 in the month of December. So it's been a good one so far as we get closer to the Christmas holiday. Split a couple of games this past weekend. Ton more games coming up before area play begins at the first of the year. But a 7A versus 6A matchup should be fun as the Rebels are 7-5 themselves. And we're going to tell you more about this as we go. Get you starting lineups and opening tip. All that coming up as we count you down to tip-off on the Auburn High Sports Network. We're back after this here on 96.3 W. Lee.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We are counting you down to tip-off between Auburn and Rehoboth, the Tigers and the Rebels, here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you and excited to have back-to-back games. Again, the varsity girls got a big win here moments ago, and the boys, I don't know if they can repeat a 50-something point win, but they're sure going to try, and this game will look similar to that one if you were with us here just a few minutes ago. As the Auburn High Tigers and head coach Chris Brandt, man, they love to run. There's no doubt about that. Half-court offense is not their favorite, but that's okay because when it's working really well. And I just want to see Auburn get some paint touches, go down low, and then kick it out for threes. We saw this team struggle a little bit last week on the road at Lo Chapoka. I was talking with Coach Brandt before the game about their struggles over the weekend and just getting clean shots. And what can you do if Antoine Daniels is not on the floor? We talked more about that as the game goes on. We've got starting lineups and opening tip right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Markets.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, a proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Rebels from Rehoboth. As, man, we are looking forward to a good one here tonight. We've got them for you. Wearing number one is Antonio Potter. Wearing number two is Caden Holmes. Wearing number three is Elijah Holmes. Wearing number five is B.J. Williams. And wearing number 12 is Cole Wright. Again, for the Rehoboth Rebels, it is one Potter, two Holmes, three Holmes, five B.J. Williams, and number 12 is Cole Wright. Those starting lineups for the visiting Rebels. As they are getting announced right now for the Auburn High Tigers, I've got them for you here. Starting at guard, wearing number two is Trenton Maynor. Starting at guard, wearing number 24 is Caleb Brooks. Starting at forward is number 11, A.J. Turnbow, in the starting lineup here tonight. Starting at forward is number one, Antoine Daniels. And starting down low is your center, wearing number 32, is Hampton Jordan. Those starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We're ready for tip-off between Auburn and Rehoboth here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS Basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. The Rebels moving right to left. Auburn in white on top, white on bottom. Rebels in black on top, black on bottom. Both have blue numbers and letters on front and back. The tip is saved into Hampton Jordan, moving to our right. And the Tigers get into the half court, and a charge is called on A.J. Turnbow to start the game. It's an offensive foul for the Tigers. So again, Antoine Daniels, Trenton Maynor, A.J. Turnbow, Caleb Brooks and Hampton Jordan, the five on the floor to start the game for head coach Chris Brandt and the Auburn High Tigers. 10-4 on the season. Trenton Maynor steals the inbound pass, and it's left to right. Tigers in an unconditional way, first possession of the basketball game. Tries to get it to Caleb Brooks on the far side of the floor. All sorts of pressure by B.J. Williams. And a chaotic start here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Pretty good turnout, about 60-70%. Here on a chilly Monday night. Antoine, first touch of the game. Kicks it to the near corner. That's Trenton Maynor, who starts with a bang. It's a three in the corner, and the Tigers have the first bucket of the game, 30 seconds into the opening quarter. Rebels moving quickly through the Tiger press. Gets to the lane and then bumped. And a quick foul on Antoine Daniels, I believe. And a touch foul underneath. Cannot have Antoine Daniels in foul trouble. He has been there all season long, it seems like. And we were telling you in the quick pregame show, as the Tigers force a turnover, here they come. Antoine Daniels is in the corner. It's Trenton Maynor who was trying to wave him off. Caleb Brooks takes an open three. Cannot get the roll. Maynor tries to get the touch put back. It won't go. And here come the Rebels right to left on your radio dial. A crazy start as Cole Wright will bring it across the timeline. He hands it off to Antonio Potter, whose layup is swatted away by Antoine Daniels, but into the hands of the Rebels. They keep it in their half court just to our left. Caleb Brooks will guard the ball handler. That is B.J. Williams. He's back inside the blue and white A of Auburn. Thin black circle around it at center court. Trenton Maynor hands off the ball handler. A wild layup knocked around Hampton. Jordan comes up with the board, does the junior. Tigers look to run. Turnbow has it in the half court. Gets to the lane, throws it off the glass. Hands good for two. A.J. Turnbow, flex your muscles, young man. He gets the Tigers up by five. And then it is Trenton Maynor who steals the inbound pass. He lays it in, and it's a 7-0 start for Auburn in the first quarter. 6:17 to play. Timeout on the floor by the Rebels. What a play and a sequence for Auburn. They're up 7-0 in the opening quarter. 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Man, what an incredible start for Auburn. Trendon Maynard hit a three, got the steal right there. A.J. Turnbow led the run out as well. It is 7-0 Tigers over Rehoboth. The Rebels are 7-5 coming in here tonight. Auburn High 10-4, so a good start for head coach Chris Brandt, his Tigers. Told you they split a couple of games over the weekend. Lost their last one to Darlington, 73-68. Coach Brandt said they had that game handled and just lost it down the stretch. So if this one comes down to a close one, we'll see if the Tigers can respond in a different way tonight. Right to left on your radio dial, Rebels ball handler is Antonio Potter. As he gets around Trendon Maynard and lays it in for two, the first bucket of the game for the Rebels. Antoine Daniels has it to our right in front of us. Kicks it down to the corner. Maynard tries to post feed Hampton. Jordan reverse layup won't fall as A.J. Turnbow fighting for the board. The jump ball belongs to Auburn. So the Tigers have it just to our right, moving left to right on your radio dial. Antoine kicks it to the far side of the floor. It's Caleb Brooks. Now back to the right-hand side for Antoine Daniels. Dribble drive in the lane. Lost it, spins, hits the floor, and fouled. That's where Antoine is at his absolute best, man. Going downhill is what makes him so difficult to guard. Antoine Daniels, 6'5", 200. We'll keep an eye on him for that first bucket he makes here. Hopefully very soon, a special celebration coming up for the senior Antoine Daniels. How about Caleb Brooks straightaway three? You bet! And Caleb Brooks, I name him as an X factor on this team because, man, when he's shooting it well, this team is hard to beat. He just doesn't shoot it as much as I think I would like him to. Curious on how Coach Brandt feels about that. As the Tigers poke a pass out of bounds on the far side of the floor. Rebels right to left on your radio dial. They're wearing all black. The Tigers of Auburn wearing all white. It's 10-2. Tigers lead. 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Dribble drive on Antoine Daniels. Shot may have been blocked, and then a foul called. Oh, my goodness. They call a foul. Think they're going to get Hampton Jordan. They do. So that's a bailout, or I guess not a bailout. That's a lucky call for Auburn. That would have been the second one on Antoine Daniels, but instead they give it to Hampton Jordan, which is his first, but it's Auburn's third here in the corner. As Antonio Potter steps up and knocks down the first free throw. Second free throw from Potter is no good. All 3 points belong to him. Jordan clears. Here comes Antoine. Kicks to the left-hand wing. Maynard for three. He got it. Trendon Maynard is feeling it. He was smiling and laughing before the game. And you know what that means for Trendon Maynard. He normally plays well when he does that. He's got 8 so far. And now Antoine steals it. Here comes Daniels. Gets the layup to go. Timeout is called. And how about Antoine Daniels gets his first bucket here tonight and over the weekend. A special, special moment for Antoine Daniels, who scored his 1,000th point over the weekend for Auburn High School, and he is celebrated here at half court. What a moment for Antoine Daniels, the senior for Auburn High School, 6'5", 200, and gets his 1,000th career point over the weekend for the Auburn High Tigers. A cool moment for Antoine here as he celebrates his 1,000th career point. They're taking pictures. He's got the basketball to commemorate it as well. And Coach Brandt told us they were going to do that before the game and was waiting on him to get his first bucket. And that ball will be saved forever. So shout out to Antoine Daniels. How cool was that to see him get his 1,000th point again over the weekend, but celebrated here tonight. Auburn leads 15-3. Right to left come the Rebels. In the lane, kicks it out to the far corner. Dribble drive on the baseline. Layup was too strong. Putback was too strong as well. And Antoine Daniels looking to run. Has it at the top. Gets to the lane. Steps back and now resets. Tigers have it at the top, leading 15-3. Daniels gets the screen. Tries to hand off to Maynard and just pumps it out of bounds. Oh, goodness. That's a simple dribble handoff and miscommunication between Daniels and Maynard. 15-3, 4:15 to play opening quarter. Rebels right to left. They've got it at the top in the hands of B.J. Williams. He's guarded heavily, stepped on the half-court line, but nobody saw it. Williams gets to the lane, lost it, and into the hands of a Tiger. It's out of bounds off of A.J. Turnbow. It stays with the Rebels. 15-3 is Auburn's early lead. 4:05 to play opening frame. Rebels in the half court, inbound baseline right. Handed off at the top. They've got it in the hands of Antonio Potter. He's guarded by Antoine Daniels. Got a size advantage to the Tigers. Potter gets to the lane. Goes up between a couple. The Tigers may have been blocked, and Daniels pulls down the board. Here comes Antoine. Left hand and now right. He's got it on the left-hand side in front of the Rehoboth bench. Gets to the lane. Hits the floor hard, and he was fouled. I'll tell you what, early, if Auburn wants to run all night, they can. I don't know if the Rebels can keep up with it. They're trying here in this opening quarter. Tigers have not been overly efficient on the offensive end of the floor. A couple of nice shots by Trendon Maynard have given you a comfortable lead as Antoine clanks the first free throw. Subs will come in. Hampton Jordan's out. Caleb Brooks is out. And A.J. Turnbow is out. Trey Ross subs in. Kentrell Evans is in, and how about number four? Cash Reef is in for the first time this season, a young man that got hurt late in the football season, one who is a key part of this Auburn High basketball team. He's a key part of the football team, too, but Cash Reef is in for the first time this season wearing four and white. Almost gets a poke steal. The Rebels are going to convert on just an absolute broken play, and the layup is good by B.J. Williams. And Antoine Daniels steps in and knocks down a big three in transition. Antoine's got six on the night. Tigers lead 19-5. Rebels in chaos in the lane. Kick it out to the right-hand side. Jump stop on the low block. Kick out for Williams. Had the three but fumbled it. And now guarded by Antoine Daniels. 19-5 is Auburn's lead. First quarter counting down towards 3 minutes. That jumper was blocked by Antoine. And the rebound pulled down by Cash Reef. Reef is looking to run to the right-hand. Spin move. Layup. Up, no good, and rebound is cleared by the Rebels. I love the aggressiveness by Cash Reef on that end of the floor. Rebels kick it to the corner, now into the lane. Pivot, jump stop, kick, low block, good, and a foul. That's a good move by B.J. Williams. And believe that was Elijah Holmes, three in black, who got two Tigers to jump and then dumped it off to the open plan, to the open man. And Rehoboth trying to stop the bleeding, and they do. B.J. Williams converts on the end one and has five of the eight. Oh, Antonio Welch will sub in. Trendon Maynard sits down. Oh, Tony, another football star for the Tigers. Playing double sport here this season, as he did a year ago. Kentrell Evans, hot pink shoes at the top. Hands off for Cash Reeve. Lets the three fly, but blocked. Rebels try to throw it down the floor, and Welch is able to save it in the half court. Reef kicks it over. Evans, three, too strong. Rebound fought for by Trey Ross in the hands of a Rebel trying to clear it, and they do. Right to left goes Rehoboth, and a wild shot in the lane is pulled down by Antoine Daniels, who, believe it or not, actually slows it down a little bit. Here come the Tigers. Kentrell Evans with a left-hand finger roll. And the Tigers are up 21-8 with two to play in the opening quarter. Pressure by Auburn. Rebels are able to break it. B.J. Williams at the top. Free throw line extended on the right-hand side. Bounce pass to the far side of the floor and now to the near side of the floor here in front of us. Dribble handoff on the left-hand wing. Guarded by Cash Reef. Now back out to the top. They work it around to the far side for B.J. Williams. He'll get to the lane on Antoine Daniels. Lost his footing in travel. 1:40 to play, opening quarter. Auburn leads 21-8 over Rehoboth. Antonio dribbles across the timeline. He'll keep it at the top, looks for a couple of screens, instead dumps it off for Kentrell Evans at the high elbow. He'll pull it outside the three-point line. Antonio gets in the lane, maybe took an extra step, and Trey Ross going to bump bodies down low, leaves a layup short. Here come the Rebels. B.J. Williams behind the back goes up between two defenders and gets it to go. What a finish by five in black, B.J. Williams. My goodness. Antoine calls for the screen. Instead, dribble baseline and puts it home with a two-hand slam. And then Auburn knocks it out. Kentrell Evans, it'll stay. Rehoboth basketball. It's the Rebels who trail by 13 under a minute to play in the opening quarter. As Derek Bandy will sub in, Antoine Daniels takes a seat for the final minute of the first quarter. Rebels right to left in the hands of B.J. Williams. Tigers will retreat as Five in Black uses a screen to get across the timeline. In the hands of Williams on the right-hand side. He's guarded by Cash Reef in front of the Auburn High bench. A high arcing three. He airballed it and out of bounds and off the hands of a Rebel. There's just no way that Elijah Holmes had any idea that was going to airball on the far side of the rim. And it's off his hands and out of bounds. Tigers will be moving left to right as we look at it. As Bandy will inbound to Antonio Welch. Tigers have 40 seconds to work with here at the end of the first quarter and a 23-10 lead. Welch kicks to the corner for Bandy. Gets the screen from Welch. He's got it on the right wing. Gets to the lane. Pulls up from eight and too strong. Tony is there, but the rebound knocked around and fought for and taken by the Rebels. Now in transition, ball's knocked around, somehow finds its hands into a Rebel in the half court just to our left, and then it is stolen by Kentrell Evans, and a kick ball will be called. And I think that's the right call by the far official. Kick ball called on Kentrell Evans. So it will be Rehoboth basketball with 16.7 in their own half court just to our left. Inbound far corner, almost stolen by Antonio Welch. He falls into the Auburn High bench, saves it into the backcourt, and the Rebels have time with four. Into the lane with three, and the up and in layup is good with two. Welch does not get a shot off, and an excellent layup attempt and make by Tevin James to get him on the board, and Auburn will hold an 11-point lead as we head to the second quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second quarter here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Your Tigers lead the Rebels 23-12 thanks to 8 points from Antoine Daniels and 8 points from Trendon Maynard and a flurry of other Tigers to have a lead over Rehoboth as the Rebels have it in the half court right to left and they throw it away. Reminder that first half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Antonio Welch across the half court line. Left to right go the Tigers. It's Derek Bandy who has it at the top now. His between the legs dribble was cut off. He hands it off to Trey Ross who pulls up from straightaway three. It came up short. Antonio Welch is fighting for the rebound. It's knocked around in the hands of a Tiger and a foul was called. I couldn't hear it. Did they call that on Auburn or did they call it on Rehoboth? And they called it on Auburn apparently. Okay. So Auburn's first team foul comes with 33 seconds in the second quarter. Rebels moving right to left. Oh, no, they didn't call a foul. They called it out of bounds. Apologies. That's a foul, though. That's Kentrell Evans, who picks up a foul, guarding the ball handler at the half-court line. So I was wrong, but then I was made correct. That's how that works, right? One foul on Auburn in the second quarter. 7:19 to play in the first half. Tigers lead 23-12. Still no bucket in this second quarter. Rebels trying to change it. A behind-the-back pass. I don't think he meant to do that. And it goes on the floor. Ball's on the floor. Bodies are on the floor. And the possession arrow goes to Auburn. 23-12. Auburn leads Rehoboth. As we are just a minute in to the second quarter. Antonio Welch hands off to Trey Ross. Antoine Daniels is back in. The 1,000-point score was celebrated in the first quarter. Gets the handoff at the top. Looks for the screen. It's not there. Kentrell Evans in the near corner has it off the screen of Trey Ross. Tries to thread the needle. Bounce pass and a kick ball or a foul? No, they call a foul. That is a foul on B.J. Williams. The leading scorer for the Rebels, who had 7 in the first, picks up, I believe, his first foul on the evening. Tigers have it in the half court to our right. They find Antoine Daniels off of it. Kick to the corner for Antonio Welch. His three comes up short. Trey Ross with the board, and the teardrop floater is good for Trey Ross, his first bucket of the game, and the Tigers extend their lead back out to 13. We appreciate you being with us on a Monday night here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. It's a 13-point lead, an acrobatic finish. My goodness, Elijah Holmes goes up and under two Tiger defenders. That's two or three times we've seen the Rebels do that tonight. Antoine calls his shot and makes it from the left-hand wing from downtown as Antoine Daniels. He was smoking hot in the first quarter, and he picks up where he left off. Tigers put a full-court press. Rebels are able to break it right to left as we look at it. Has it at the top. Dribble drive on Antonio Welch. The kick to the corner. B.J. Williams responds with a three of his own. B.J. has had a good night. He had seven in the first. He gets his first bucket from downtown here in the second quarter. Antoine step back 18-foot floater is no good. Derek Bandy fights for the offensive board. Kicks it out for Antonio Welch, and the Tigers trying to reset, and Antonio Welch lost it on a bad pass. And it looks like Knox Heisler is going to sub in for the first time. He will sub in for Derek Bandy. And Antonio Welch will sub out as Trendon Maynard is back in the ballgame. It is Maynard, Heisler, Daniels, Ross, and Kentrell Evans. As going in the lane out of control was Elijah Holmes. And Kentrell Evans is called on a bad reach-in foul. Hampton Jordan set to sub back in. And Hayden Still has subbed in as well, and wearing number 15 for the Auburn High Tigers. As Trendon Maynard to guard the inbound Hayden Still. He's got the bright pink breast cancer shoes on here tonight. He'll guard the ball handler, and they hand it off to B.J. Williams. Guarded heavily by Antoine Daniels. Right to left on your radio dial. 5.5 to play in the first half. Tigers lead by 11. Rebels move it around the perimeter. Get it to the far corner. It is a cross-court pass across the baseline. Out of bounds. And Tiger basketball. So Antoine Daniels dribbles it across the timeline. Left to right as we look at it. And it was knocked out of bounds right here to our right. It stays. It stays with Auburn. 5:08 to play. Second quarter, 28-17. It'll be Trendon Maynard to inbound. He throws it into the backcourt for Antoine Daniels. Tigers all white. Rebels all black here. Both of them blue letters and numbers on front and back. Heisler thought about the three. Tries to kick it to the corner. Antoine's not there. He's got it now at the top. Does one in white. Waves off, the offensive player, rather. Antoine nearly lost it in the corner, able to keep his possession. Jump stop and a five-second call. 5 seconds. Not enough movement for Antoine as a defender was stuck in his hip pocket, and it is a turnover on Auburn. With 4:45 to play in the opening half, 28-17 is Auburn's lead over Rehoboth. B.J. Williams, guarded by Trendon Maynard, cut off in the lane, kicks it to the top, no hesitation, three, in and out, and Maynard fights for the board. Here come the Tigers looking to run, cross-court pass, Heisler, foot three, no, in and out, and the rebound fought for underneath. Big Hampton Jordan gets the rebound, gets the put back, and gets the foul. Big Hamp's got a chance at one more. And I love seeing that from Hampton Jordan. 6'6", 245. The center turned tight end is in and making his presence known. And the end one is good by Big Hamp. Love seeing that. His coach, Keith Etheridge, down there loves to see that too. Head coach of Auburn High School football. And Hampton Jordan puts Auburn up by 14. B.J. Williams, 5 in black, has it at the top. He'll hand it off on the right-hand side. Guarding the ball handler is Trendon Maynard. Dribble drive on him. A wild shot and fouled. That is Antonio Potter, who's been going at Trendon Maynard pretty much this entire first half that both of them have been in. Got some celebs in the house tonight. Some more Auburn University players have shown up for the basketball squad. They've got a nice week off as... That three is blocked in the corner. Hampton Jordan fights for the board. It was knocked out of bounds on Elijah Holmes by Rehoboth, and it is Tigers basketball. Talking Auburn University, they've got the week off before they head up to Indianapolis, take on Purdue on Saturday night. after their win over Chattanooga on Saturday in Atlanta. Maynard in the half court, left to right, dumps it down to Hampton Jordan. He's got it on the baseline, trying to kick it back out to Trendon Maynard, who was being hacked all over the place. No call, we play on. It's a turnover for Auburn. Rebels have it with B.J. Williams at the top. He is their leading scorer with 10. And dribbled it off his foot into the Auburn High bench, and a turnover on the Rebels. 3:32 to play. First half, Auburn leads 31-17 over Rehoboth. Reminder, first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Backdoor cut by Antoine Daniels, and Maynard couldn't find him. Just a little too hot from two and white. And a turnover on Auburn. First quarter and a half moved by quickly. Last couple of minutes have stalled. Teams trading fouls and trading turnovers as well. As the Rebels moving right to left, trying to catch the Tigers sleeping. They can't do so. Nearly traveled in the lane. Kicks out for B.J. Williams. Uses the screen. Pulls up inside the semicircle. And that one comes up short. Rebound nearly fell into the basket. But Antoine Daniels pulls down the board. 3 minutes to play, second quarter. Antoine pulls up straight away. You got it! Antoine Daniels, have yourself a night, young man. He's got 6 in the quarter alone, and Auburn's up 34-17. Antoine tries to slide and steal the pass. Instead, it leads to a layup attempt in the lane. The rebound was knocked out, and the layup attempt was blocked, but then it's a foul on Hayden Still. And that will put 12 in black, Cole Wright, to the free throw line. 34-17, first free throw is good by Cole Wright. His first point on the evening. I don't think that's the fifth team foul on Auburn. Trying to look, it is not. That's the fourth, but the next one as Wright goes 2 for 2. And a conversation being had with some of the Auburn High players. I think it's Trendon Maynard. He may have some blood somewhere. He's holding his hands up, acting like he didn't do anything, and the trainer's going to come over. I think Trendon's got some blood showing somewhere, and it sticks out pretty cleanly on a white jersey, that's for sure. So Caleb Brooks will sub in for Auburn High as Trendon tries to go get that looked at and get that cleaned up. Antoine, handoff for Caleb Brooks. Quickly in the game. Tried to hit a three, can't do so. Big Hamp is in there on the board. Put back won't go. Gets another one to go. And another and one opportunity. Hampton Jordan go to work in the lane. He's got a chance at one more. Jordan to the line. Inadvertent buzzer. You'll come to learn that happens in this gym sometimes. Just random buzzers. Scoreboard shuts off sometimes. But Hampton Jordan gets the big boy board and will step up for one more. He's had 2 of them in this quarter alone. 36-19 is Auburn's lead over Rehoboth in this second quarter. 2:24 to play. Reminder, we'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Hampton Jordan clanks the and one free throw, and skying for the board is B.J. Williams. Tigers lead 36-19, second quarter, and an offensive foul. B.J. Williams wrapped the arm around the off arm as he was dribbling with the right. He hooks with the left, and the offensive foul is called. A fantastic call by the far side official. As Hayden Still will sub out. And A.J. Turnbow, one of the 5 starters tonight, is back in for head coach Chris Brandt. And a turnover. Antoine threw it away on the inbound. Rebels don't have numbers. Doesn't matter. Gets to the lane and lays it in. Does Elijah Holmes, his second bucket of the game. Both of them have come in this second quarter. And the Rebels cut it back to a 15-point deficit. The backdoor cut by Antoine Daniels. And the reverse layup is good by one and white. 8 points in the corner for Antoine Daniels. How about 16 for the game? He's got 8 in both. And then that is Elijah Holmes, who goes coast to coast off a made basket and earns his way to the free throw line. As Hampton Jordan picks up his foul, his second foul, I believe, of this second half. And that'll put Holmes at the free throw line. and knocks down the first to give him five. Also, the fifth team foul on Auburn in this quarter, so the Rebels will be shooting free throws the next 1:51. Stray Ross will sub in for Hampton Jordan. 38-22 is Auburn's lead. And make it 38-23 as Elijah Holmes goes 2 for 2 at the stripe. Tigers left to right on your radio dial. All white, Rebels moving right to left wearing the all black. Antoine hands it off near side. Tigers working around the rainbow. It's AJ Turnbow at the top. Feeds it to Trey Ross. Tries to hand it off. Does so now with Trendon Maynard. He'll let it fly and clanks it. And the rebound knocked out of bounds off of Turnbow in the Tigers. So Auburn's going to put a full court press off the turnover. Again, Rebels moving right to left as we look at it, trying to feed B.J. Williams. He's cut off and eventually able to get it back into the inbounder, and B.J. comes up with the basketball anyways. He'll dribble across the half-court line. He's guarded by Trendon Maynard. He's picked up the ball handler most times tonight. Has two in white, and Williams almost carried it, but stolen by Antoine. Tigers do not have the numbers, and they'll slow down. Antoine gets to the lane, then lost it from behind, poked out of bounds. They'll say it's off of Antoine. And a sub will come in for Rehoboth as B.J. Williams will sit down. Also, Cole Wright will sit down as well. Right to left come the Rebels. Tigers go full court and able to break it easily, trying to go coast to coast. As one in black, that's Antonio Potter. I've started over that twice now. A.J. Turnbow guards the ball handler. It's at the top, picked up by Caleb Williams. He'll hand off to zero in black. That's Chris Douglas in the game for the first time tonight. And then a touch foul on Trendon Maynard. And that puts the Rebels at the line in the bonus. With 55.6 to play in the first half, Auburn leading by 15. Puts Chris Douglas wearing zero in black. For the 7-5 Rehoboth Rebels up from Dothan, Alabama tonight. First free throw was good. It's one thing they've done really well tonight, have the Rebels. They've shot the free throw well, that's for sure. 55.6 in the second quarter. Second free throw was good as well. Tigers moving left to right. They try to beat them down the floor, and they do. Antoine gets to the lane. He lost it, poked out to Antonio Welch. Bounce pass to Trey Ross on the low block. Spins, throws it up, can't get it to fall, and the rebound pulled down by Elijah Holmes. Looking to push as Holmes going coast to coast, gets the bump, can't get the bucket, doesn't get the foul. We play on with 35 seconds to play. Ahead now for Antonio Welch. Gets to the lane, the Euro step. He lost it. Diving out of bounds, he saves it. It's Antoine Daniels at the top looking for the screen. He gets it. 25 to play in the second quarter. Antoine looks at the clock with a 13-point lead. Hands off for Antonio Welch. Turns the corner. Dips to the corner. Turnbow for three. And in and out. Rebound fought for by Trey Ross. Power dribble off the backboard and good. Trey Ross high off the window with a little kiss from Tennant White. 5 seconds to play for the Rebels. Now four moving right to left. Gets to half court with three. Lets it fly. Good if it goes. It does not. And the half is over. 40-25. Auburn leads the Rehoboth Rebels at the half. Stick with us. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report is next on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Ho,
ho, ho. For air at the North Pole that is warm and clean, Santa calls owner Justin Quinn from Sensegreen. East Alabama's premier and most affordable carrier dealer, Sensegreen Heating and Air offer holiday savings up to $2,000 off any Infinity series through the new year. Taking care of the Claus family with HVAC service and replacements since 2007, Sensegreen would like to wish your family a happy holidays. Like Santa and his elves, for total family comfort care this winter, visit Sensegreen.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers lead the Rebels from Rehoboth. It is 40-25 in the varsity boys game. After the varsity girls got a big win, varsity boys are trying to do the same and off to a nice start offensively and defensively. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 40-25 is Auburn's lead over Rehoboth at the half, and it really was a dominating performance in all facets so far in that first half. Was it the cleanest offensive performance we've seen by Auburn? No, not by any means. But to put up 40 points the way you did and actually have some decent half-court sets for an Auburn High team that averages about 63 points a game, putting up 40 in one half is pretty impressive against what I think is a talented Rehoboth team. They've made some really tough shots, some circus shots even, but I don't think they're lucky. I think they've just been very talented. I'll say this, though. Auburn, in terms of their size and their athleticism, definitely has the advantage, and you've seen that especially on the defensive end of the floor. Rehoboth has been taken out of their rhythm. They don't have a whole lot of half-court offense, and a full-court press has really, really put this Rebels team in a bind. And so Auburn has that going for him. Antoine Daniels has been on fire in this game. Trendon Maynard had a couple of big shots as well. And Auburn has a comfortable lead of 40-25. Let's get you to the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with the visiting Rebels from Rehoboth. We will start with the leading scorer, which is B.J. Williams, who had 7 in the first quarter. He ended with 10 in the half. Also, Elijah Holmes had 6. Antonio Potter had 3. And Chris Douglas, along with Cole Wright, both had 2, as the Rebels have 25. And for your Auburn High Tigers, Mitch and Antoine Daniels, how about 16 points for that young man? 8 points in each quarter for him. Trendon Maynard had 8. All in the first quarter, believe it or not, gotten some foul trouble in that second quarter. You also had Hampton Jordan with 5 with 2 and 1 opportunities, was able to convert on the one and not the other. You had Trey Ross with 4, Caleb Brooks with 3, and a couple of Tigers with 2, A.J. Turnbow and Kentrell Evans, as Auburn leads Rehoboth 40-25 at the half. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers lead the Rebels of Rehoboth 40-25 inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. I'm Jacob Goins with you in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And some quick keys to the second half here for Auburn is it's pretty simple. If you continue your offensive pressure and keep putting defensive intensity on this Rehoboth team, I just don't think they can run with you. I said that early in the first half, and I meant it, because I just don't think they can keep up with you, and they definitely don't want to keep up with you. The Rebels are definitely more of a half-court offense, and if you know anything about this Auburn High team, they are not. They love to run. They love to get out in transition, and as few half-court possessions as they can have, the better. But Antoine Daniels has the hot hand, man. Get it back to one and white and let that man go to work. You've got a 15-point lead. He's a big reason for it, and we'll see if the Tigers can keep it into the second half. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Second half action coming up after this as Auburn leads Rehoboth 40-25 here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
40-25 is Auburn's lead over Rehoboth as we start the third quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. It's the Rebels on the road wearing black on top and bottom. Your Tigers are wearing white on top and bottom. Both teams have blue script and numbers on front and back. The Rebels get their shot blocked to start the third quarter. Here come the Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. Cross court pass. Caleb Brooks can't connect on the three. And we're underway in this third quarter. Trading missed shots. Rebels left to right on your radio dial. That is Antonio Potter, the ball handler. He's guarded by Antoine Daniels. And a near steal attempt at the top and then a travel. Yes, it was by Elijah Holmes. Tried to almost shimmy step and sidestep around the diving A.J. Turnbow. He's called for a travel. And Auburn will have their first true half-court possession of the third quarter. It's the starters back out on the floor. Trendon Maynard, A.J. Turnbow, Antoine Daniels, Caleb Brooks, and Hampton Jordan. Antoine Daniels, a falling away corner three to add on to his 16 points. I said it there at the end of the halftime show. He's the hot hand. Get him the basketball. It is working out well for the Tigers. He has 19. And then A.J. Turnbow able to steal the ball. It's now into the hands of Antoine Daniels, right to left on your radio dial. Kick pass. Trendon Maynard can't connect on the three. Hampton Jordan's there on the board and finds Antoine Daniels straight away. Kicks it over for Caleb Brooks. Thought about the three. It's Maynard down in the near corner to our left. Finds the screen from Hampton Jordan. Gets it to a cutting A.J. Turnbow, who lays it in. Doubles his points on the made bucket. And Auburn's up by 20. Their largest lead of the night for the Tigers. Rebels moving left to right, working it around the perimeter. That's Antonio Potter here in front of us at the right volleyball line, that is. Byron B.J. Williams has it at the top. 45-25, Auburn leads. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. A little Euro step for B.J. Williams, the leading scorer for the Rebels in the first half. He had 10. He's got 12 on the reverse layup. Maynard has it just across the timeline, avoids the five-second call, hands off to Hampton Jordan in the hands of Caleb Brooks in front of his own bench on the far side of the floor. It's Hampton Jordan is now the trigger man looking to hand it off. He does. It's Trendon Maynard, pull up from the elbow, can't get the roll, knocked out of bounds, stays with the Tigers. 45-27 is Auburn's lead over Rehoboth. 5:42 to play in the third quarter here at home on a Monday night. Trendon Maynard straight away thought about the three. Gets the screen from Hampton Jordan. Gets to the lane. Now at the elbow. Spins inside. Kicks it to Antoine. Pump fake on the three. Euro step. Gets all sorts of bump. Throws it up. Won't get the bucket, but will get the foul. And that'll put Antoine Daniels at the free throw line. Antoine not as productive at the free throw line this season. Shooting 65% for a guy that shot near 75 a year ago. As a junior for the Auburn High Tigers, first free throw for the senior Daniels is short. Tigers 10-4 on the year, Rebels 7-5. Talked about Auburn trying to establish its type of game. Do you want to go fast? Do you want to go slow? Do you want to play in transition? Do you want to have a half-court offense as Antoine knocks down one of two free throws, and I think Auburn has done a good job for the most part at dictating how this game is played. As Elijah Holmes, off the made basket, just takes it right into the heart of the lane and gets fouled on the layup attempt. How many times have the Rebels done that tonight? They've taken a made basket, whether it's a field goal or a free throw, and they've just run right through the Auburn defense. It's kind of been a... I don't know. It hasn't been a full-court press, but Auburn's put on some pressure, and it hasn't done a whole lot. It has led to some easy basket opportunities for the Rebels. And the second free throw is no good, but it's rebounded by B.J. Williams. He got his layup blocked, but fouled. I think the block up top was clean, but Turnbow got him underneath. That's 11 in white, and that is the case. So that will put two in black, Caden Holmes, at the free throw line. And his first free throw was good. And the second free throw was good as well for Caden Holmes. He's got two. Williams has three. And the only two Rebels to score in the second half. Antoine Daniels in the far corner, right to left as we look at it. Tried to dribble around him, picks up his dribble, whips a pass in the lane, but it was tipped by a Rebel and into the hands of B.J. Williams. Here comes Rehoboth. Trying to get across the timeline, and they do. Pulls up in transition, left the three short, and Hampton Jordan's there to clear. Here comes Maynard, gets to the lane, but he was fouled from behind before he could get there. Antonio Potter called for the reach. Hampton Jordan sits down. Trendon Maynard, he walked to the bench like he was going to sit down. Instead, Hampton Jordan sits down. Caleb Brooks will sit down. Trey Ross subs in. And Kentrell Evans subs in as well. Right to left go the Tigers, leading by 16, 4:45 to play in the third quarter here at home over the Rehoboth Rebels. Kentrell Evans has it at the top. Hands off for Antoine Daniels. He'll set the screen at the same time. Step back, 18-foot jumper short by Antoine and pulled down by B.J. Williams and then fouled from behind by A.J. Turnbow. That is Auburn's third foul of the quarter with 4:28 to play, so keep an eye on that. Five team fouls per quarter puts a team in the bonus, so A.J. will sit down. And Kentrell, actually Cash Reef, is going to sub in for him here with 4.5 to play in the third. Rebels left to right. Right-hand dribble into the lane. Picks it up, shoots it from the top. And that shot was left short, knocked out of bounds. It is off of the Rebels. .411 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leading 46-30 here in the varsity boys game. Varsity girls got a big win earlier in the evening. Trenton Maynard just reared back and lets one fly. That was a four-seam fastball at the knees of Trey Ross, who couldn't handle it and goes out of bounds. 46-30, Auburn leading the Rebels of Rehoboth here at home. 3:55 to play, third quarter. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. A dribble drive in the half court and a jump ball for us as Antonio Potter trying to work his way in the lane. The possession arrow goes to Auburn. Want to remind you, the second half action of tonight's game is presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at googecenter.auburn.edu. Maynard into the half court, off the right-hand side in front of his own bench. Bounce pass down low to Trey Ross, bumps into the defender, called for the offensive foul. That was a good sell by Caden Holmes, the much smaller Caden Holmes on Trey Ross, as Tenda White picks up the offensive foul. So Trey Ross picks up the offensive foul. 46-30 is Auburn's lead in what has been a molasses-like third quarter here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Little Eurostep layup is good off the right-hand side by Cole Wright, who splits a couple of Tiger defenders and gets the Rebels back within 14. Maynard, screen at the top, had 8 points in the opening quarter, has not scored since, as Trenton Maynard. Cash Reef, back from injury tonight, gets to the lane, kicks to the corner. Antoine's three is good, but a foul inside beforehand. Tell you what, I haven't seen Antoine shoot the ball like this in quite some time. He's a great scorer and a great shooter regardless, but seems like everything he puts in the air is dropping tonight for one and white. And then Trenton Maynard is fouled as he jumps up to catch the inbounds pass. That is now three or four. That is four on Rehoboth. So watch, both teams have four fouls in this third frame with 3:05 to play. Fifth one will put either team at the line. And another fastball pass from Trenton Maynard cannot be handled by Trey Ross. Ball is rolling around on the floor. And somehow Caden Holmes got called for a foul, two in black. I don't think I agree with that, but that's okay. We will take it, and that'll put Cash Reef at the line. Tigers in the bonus for 2:56 in this third frame. And Cash unable to knock down the first, trying to get his first points on the season. Again, out from injury with a late football season injury. Seeing his first action here tonight is four and white. Second free throw from Cash is good. Good to see Cash Reef back on the floor, man. He makes this team better just from energy alone. How about that? Gets the tip and into the hands of Trey Ross to give Cash Reef credit on the steal as well. It is Derek Bandy in the near corner. He dribbles with the right hand, now dumps it down to Trey Ross. Did they call that offensive? Oh, my gosh, they did. They called that an offensive foul on Trey Ross. That's his second one of the quarter. And the offensive foul will not put the Rebels on the free throw line, but that is Auburn's fifth team foul, so the next foul will put the Rebels at the line. B.J. Williams, bounce pass in the lane is stolen. Derek Bandy ahead for Cash Reeve. Cross-court pass to Kentrell Evans, who lays it in for two. Give the hockey assist to Derek Bandy, give the normal assist to Cash Reeve, and give the bucket to Kentrell Evans. As the Rebels trying to go quick, trying to catch someone sleeping, they knock it out of bounds, or they throw it out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Baseline left out of bounds for B.J. Williams and the Rebels, trying to get it in, and a five-second call or a timeout. Rebels get the timeout in. 49-32, 2:20 to play in the third quarter. It is a 30-second timeout, we believe it, right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But I'll tell you what we will do. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn and Rehoboth, the Tigers and the Rebels here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, a 7A versus 6A matchup here on December 15th of 2025. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. I appreciate you spending your chilly Monday evening with us. Whether you're tuned in on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app, however you're tuned in tonight, we appreciate you being here on our final radio broadcast of the 2025 year. But it is not the final broadcast of the season. We'll just take a couple of weeks off. We'll travel, spend some time with family, especially since Auburn will be doing the same. And then we'll pick up our broadcast coverage on January 9th inside this very gym when the Central Red Devils come to town. As the Rebels, out of the timeout, give it to Elijah Holmes, who had his layup blocked but fouled from behind. So Elijah Holmes will step up to the line for two as the Rebels trail 49-32, 2:18 left to play in the third quarter. Elijah Holmes has 6 points on the night. All of them came in the second quarter and cannot bank home the first free throw. Auburn lost on Saturday 73-68, but still 10-4 overall this season. And have at least five more games after this, including a tournament, before you open up area play with the Red Devils, as Holmes goes 0 for 2, and Tigers looking to run off the miss. Reef down low for Trey Ross. Dribble, penetrate, into the lane. Layup is no good, but he's fouled. It's a 17-point lead for Auburn here at home over Rehoboth. 49-32. Tigers had 40 at the half as Trey Ross steps up and knocks down the first. Tigers had 40 at the half, just 10 in this third quarter, but it's been a much different feeling third quarter. A lot of stoppages here. Again, a lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers. Had a couple of timeouts here as Trey Ross able to get the friendly roll at home and then gets the steal. Gets to the lane, kicks to the corner. Evans out for Daniels. Thought about the three. Gets to the baseline. He's trapped and then cut off. Hand down for Trey Ross. He goes to work. The floater's too strong and pulled down by the Rebels. Tigers put on a full court press off the miss. It is Rehoboth moving left to right on your radio dial. They're able to break it. Antoine steals it. Picks his pocket. Here come the Tigers. Alley-oop, a tip for Antoine, who flushes it home. Derek Bandy with the assist. And Antoine Daniels gets his fifth and sixth points at the corner in authoritative style. Now the Rebels look to run, and they're able to get one right back as Tevin James gets his second bucket of the game with a layup. As the Tigers were too busy celebrating, layup by Bandy won't go. Put back by Ross won't go. He's looking for somebody to kick it out to. It's Reef. He wants a three. Too strong. Rebound knocked around into the bench of Auburn High. Should be Tiger basketball, and it is. Man, you could see it when Antoine got the steal and Derek Bandy took off down the floor. It was 2v1. Antoine gave it up early to give himself time to ramp up and throw that sucker down. And he absolutely did, man. Antoine Daniels has some highlight reel alley-oop dunks this season. It's a lot of fun to watch. here for Chris Brandt, the Auburn High Tigers. It's Cash Reef to inbound in front of his own bench. Gets it tipped. Gets back to Cash Reef off the assist from Trey Ross. And the first field goal of the year for Cash Reef is a layup to put the Tigers up by 21. And then he gets the block on the other end. My goodness. And receiver Cash Reef hops up and swats it out of the air cleanly. And it'll be Rebel basketball in their own half court to our right. Baseline right. We'll try to inbound it close to a five-second call. They're able to get it in, and then stolen by Cash Reef. Can he get up there? No, he can't. He was hit hard, and the layup is no good, but Cash Reef will get back to the free throw line. ...55-34 is Auburn's lead. They are back up by 20-plus, and Reef is able to knock down the first. Reef's got four already in this third quarter. Didn't have any in limited minutes in that first half. Again, his first game back on the year for Cash Reef. As Hayden Still will sub in wearing 15 in white. It's Hayden Still, Derek Banning, Antonio Welch, Kentrell Evans, and the free throw shooter Cash Reef, who goes 2 for 2. Who will then sub out and bring in Knox Heisler. Rebels left to right as we look at it. Tigers put on a full court press. We're up by 23. And Rebels are able to break it, but then threw it away. Threw it out of bounds in the near corner right here to our right. And Auburn will have it up by 23. And 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Heisler rips it from NBA range, too strong, and the rebound is cleared by Antonio Potter. He's trying to get out of a trap now. Far side tries to go between the legs, and the Rebels somehow come up with it. They got to get across half court, and they finally do. Able to break the press, get to the lane. The layup is good. The most broken play you're ever going to see as Ty Nance comes up with a bucket. Tigers have it with the basketball, 15 seconds to play. Tony in the lane, shoe shiner out of bounds. ...14 seconds to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads by 21 over Rehoboth. Tigers try to throw the trap in the far corner. They do, able to get rid of it, trying to get across the timeline with eight. Ball is stolen. Heisler's got it with four. In the hands with Bandy in the baseline with three. Floater with two. It won't go. And the Tigers will take a 21-point lead to the fourth quarter. Stick around. It's coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn High forces a turnover on the inbound to start the fourth quarter, so the Tigers will have it in the half court to our left. Tigers in all white. And the Rebels of Rehoboth in all black. Tigers hand it off. It's Antonio Welch off the inbound. He has it again in the half court to our left and has it at the top. Running point is 5 and white. Dribbles to the right-hand side of the floor. Gets the call from head coach Chris Brandt. They'll kick it around. Derek Bandy thought about the three instead. The dribble drive layup is good. With 14 and white, Derek Bandy is on the board. And the first bucket of the fourth quarter belongs to 14 and white. As the Rebels now trying to break a full court press. And the three-point attempt by Cole Wright is no good. Was he fouled? Oh, my goodness. I guess Hayden Still fouled him in that far corner. I didn't see it. And that's going to put Cole Wright at the free throw line for three shots. First one, no good. 59-36 is Auburn's lead in the fourth quarter. Reminder that second half action of tonight's game is presented by Gouche Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at gouchecenter.auburn.edu. Second free throw, no good either. Just past the 8 o'clock hour here in Auburn, Alabama. A little cold front came through last couple of days as the third free throw is good for Cole Wright. All I've heard about is how people hate it. How about Knox Heisler for three? Can't get it to fall, but the two-hand putback volleyball style by Hampton Jordan is good. His first bucket of the second half. He's got seven, and Auburn's back up by 24. Layup on this end won't go. Auburn looks to run. Antonio Welch head down in the lane, falling down and gets it to go. Antonio Welch, first bucket of the game for five and white, and Auburn is all over Rehoboth in this game. A dribble drive, tries to hand it off, knocked out of bounds off the back of Hayden Still. So it stays with the Rebels. Let's go, Andrew! It is 63-37. Rehoboth trying to inbound. They throw it off the heel of Hampton Jordan. So they'll inbound again in that death corner over there in front of their own cheerleaders. At the corner of their cheerleaders and their bench will the Rebels here on the road. And able to find a backdoor cut, and the layup will fall over Hampton Jordan. Good play for Elijah Holmes to get the first made field goal of the first of the fourth quarter for the Rebels. Just the third points, though, as Derek Bandy gets to the lane. Floater on the baseline. My goodness, Derek Bandy falling down, took the contact, and got it to go anyway. That's a tough bucket from 14. As the Rebels break the press, they've got numbers, and now they don't. Poked out from behind by Bandy and in the hands of Hampton Jordan. Ahead now for Antonio Welch. Right side of the floor. Eurostep tries to kick it out but blocked. And here come the Rebels with 6:15 to play in the fourth quarter. They've got numbers. Spin move in the lane on Hampton Jordan. Shot blocked from behind by Hayden Still. Here come the Tigers right to left. Antonio Welch will slow it down and went to kick it down low. And Hampton Jordan had his head turned the other way. Head coach Chris Brandt says that's a good pass from Antonio Welch. Hampton Jordan got to have his eyes looking at the basket and looking at the ball handler. He had already turned to peel out of the lane. And I don't think he realized how open he was. 6 minutes to play, counting down in this fourth quarter. 2-on-3, now 3-on-3, and tipped out of bounds by Antonio Welch. 65-39 is Auburn's lead over Rehoboth. The Tigers leading the Rebels with 5:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn looking to get to 11-4 on the season here halfway through December. It's an impressive record nonetheless. As B.J. Williams hands it off on the right-hand side, a Euro step in the lane. Wild shot pulled down by Hampton Jordan. It is Jordan, Welch, Bandy, Still, and Heisler, the five on the floor. And how about Derek Bandy has come in and made himself, I mean, just made a name for himself. My goodness, didn't even know what direction I wanted to go with. And then the Rebels threw it away. Derek Bandy has come in and scored 7 points in this fourth quarter. And we were told this was going to happen to Andrew Hayner, wearing number 20. Andrew Hayner has stepped in, the scorebook keeper for the Auburn High Tigers. Coach Brandt talks about wanting to dress them out one time per year, and he is in wearing 20 and white. So congratulations to him. This place has just gone crazy. How about getting him a bucket in this game? That'd be pretty cool. Tony has it at the top. He barks out the orders. Tigers lead 68-39, kicks it to the left-hand side. Andrew, dribble drive, floater, and he's fouled. Andrew is fouled, and he'll head to the line and a chance at two and get some points on varsity. That's pretty cool, man. 4:59 to play in the fourth quarter. So Andrew Hayner, again, 20 in white, the scorekeeper, the scorebook keeper for head coach Chris Brandt. This Auburn High boys basketball program has come into the game. He's been fouled, and his first free throw attempt is good. Listen to that. That's fantastic. You cannot wipe the smile off of head coach Chris Brandt's face right now. Second free throw. It's good. Andrew Hayter steps in, gets the foul, and knocks them both down confidently. Talk about improving the stats of the Auburn High free throw shooting. You needed that right there. Put that guy in the game a little bit more, if you will. And then a reach-in foul from behind. They're going to get, I believe they got Hayden still. 4:29 to play. Auburn is officially up by 31. We got a running clock here in this fourth quarter. Rebels looking to inbound baseline left. Cheat on the steal. Three because of it. Bang. Chris Douglas knocks down his second shot of the game. His first three of the contest. Auburn tried to pick on the steal. Couldn't do so. Hayner for three. Oh, and he clanked it. Oh, it would have been, this place would have gone insane. 20 and White had a wide open three and couldn't connect on it. It's the Rebels now in their own half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. 70-42 is Auburn's lead over Rehoboth. Tony guards the ball handler. Douglas gets the screen on the right-hand side. Still throws the double team. Now it's at the top. Tigers force the basketball to the left-hand side. Now it's at the top, trying to work it around the perimeter. Lets it fly from three, way off, and pulled down by Derek Bandy. Ahead now for Hayner, who has to try and save it and can, but he saves it to the Rebels. And they say that he stepped out of bounds. And a timeout is called by Auburn High as his team will celebrate him, Andrew Hayner. A 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 70-42, Auburn leading Rehoboth in the varsity boys game. So looking to be a 3-0 night for the Auburn High Tigers. It was a runaway victory for the JV team, a dominating victory for the varsity girls team, and appears to be what is a dominating victory for the Auburn High boys team as well. A night where Antoine Daniels celebrated his 1,000th career point. You got the scorebook keeper, Andrew Hayner, comes in and hits two free throws to get in the game. Just a great night all the way around. Hayner wants the three, in and out again. He's had two good looks at it, just couldn't connect. And the Rebels come up with the board. Left to right on your radio dial comes Rehoboth. Ball's at the top. It's guarded by Derek Bandy. They'll kick to the left-hand wing. Now working into the corner in front of their own bench. He's guarded by Knox Heisler, working it around the perimeter and now back to the left-hand side. Bandy picks him up, gets around. Layup is blocked. It's blocked, but in the hands of a Rebel with 2.5 to play. As A.J. trying to get the steal, and he does, in the hands of Derek Bandy. Here comes A.J. Turnbow, turned into two Rebel bodies. He fell to the floor. The ball goes flying, and they just say out of bounds on Auburn. A little out of control there for A.J. Tigers put a full court press on up 70-42. Could have been a carry. No call. We play on. Approaching 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn leading 70-42. And the strip steal. Tigers have numbers. They go with Hayden Still, who goes right into contact and works his way to the free throw line. So Hayden Still, again, he wears number 15. Does the sophomore forward, 6'5", 185, and knocks down the first free throw beautifully. I have 12 different Tigers that have scored tonight for Auburn High School in this rout over Rehoboth. Second free throw is no good, pulled down by the Rebels. 12 different Tigers in scoring tonight for Auburn High. We had that similar conversation with Braylee Winfrey of the Auburn High girls team a little bit ago, where they had 10 or 11. And that layup attempt is blocked by Hayden Still and sends it into the janitor's closet down there as we're under a minute to play, 71-42. And getting a couple jerseys tucked in here. Running clock, 45 seconds. It'll be an inbound for the Rebels in their deep left-hand corner, trying to get it in, and it's stolen by Derek Bandy. Two-on-one if the Tigers want it. Up for Kentrell Evans. The layup alley-oop is too short, and the Rebels are looking to run left to right on your radio dial. Tigers able to steal it, though. Derek Bandy goes up strong and lays it in. Does 14 in white. He's got 9 points in the fourth quarter alone as head coach Chris Brandt calls off the Dogs with 15 seconds to play and a 73-42 lead as the Rebels try to shoot a three. Heisler comes down with the board. Here comes Andrew Hayner. He lets it fly. Oh my goodness. He let a crazy looking three fly. Rebels pull down the board and that'll do it. Auburn wins 73-42 and a big time victory over Rehoboth. We'll talk about it coming up with head coach Chris Brandon Moore on the postgame show right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Your Auburn High Tigers are victorious tonight over the Rebels of Rehoboth, 73-42 inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. I'm Jacob Goins, and we sit down with the winning head coach of Auburn High School Basketball, Coach Chris Brandt. Coach, congratulations on the win, and as much fun as a 73-42 victory is tonight, you got to celebrate a lot more here on this floor this evening.
Oh, we did. We got to celebrate Antoine's 1,000 points, which he technically he got it. This weekend when
right.
we played, but we want to give him, you know, the honors and the dues. I
sure.
don't let everybody see him, so we wait till he scored his first basket. And then we actually got Andrew Hayner, who's been a manager for us for a long time through the whole system, and he pays his dues, and I always do that for a senior that has been there.
Yep.
And he got to score.
A couple of free throws. He looked pretty good up there at the free throw line.
Yeah, he did. I don't know about that last three-pointer. He about broke our goal, but it was fun. What I like is Rehoboth had a 7-3 record, 7-4. So
yeah.
For us to come out and actually play a complete game was very good, and I enjoyed that we were distributing the basketball and we were getting – people in and getting rotation, so it was just a good game for us to have.
Yeah, 12 different players scored tonight, Coach, including Andrew Hayner. Hayden Still got a free throw in there. How about Derek Bandy? Looked really good in that fourth quarter. He had 9 points in that quarter,
he
Coach.
He did, and that's what, you know, and that's that youth, so I'm glad he's starting to peek out of his shell. So as you know, AJ, he got the start tonight.
Yep.
He played really, really well for us this weekend, so we get more depth. That's what we're trying to do. That's why we play these games. Really, really tough schedule. That's why we're 11-4 right now. And we got a monster week ahead of us, leaving Wednesday to go to Kingsport, Tennessee, where, I mean, it is an unbelievable chance for us to go to the Alpha Tournament. Place is a dome almost, and it holds 9,000 people, and they fill it up at night. So it's going to be a great atmosphere, great teams playing. They got teams from Miami and North Carolina.
That's awesome.
So just a lot of different competition. So hopefully we'll show up.
Show up and have a few things to work on as well, as you are, you know, between now and January 9th is when area play starts, when Central comes to this very gym, and that's when it all really ramps up. Is there one thing in particular, Coach Brandt, before we let you go, that you're wanting to see from your team over these next several weeks before you take on Central?
It is just building confidence in each other, believing in each other, learning our offense to the point where they don't think anymore. Right now, Cash runs all the old plays. He's struggling with the new plays. So just repping everything and realizing, you know, I've done this with Coach Talbert and myself for many, many years. When we feel like we have a chance to make a real run at this state, we'll make a really tough where they travel and play big teams and big tournaments. And a lot of times we're going to have we'll fall and lose some games.
Sure.
So it's about growing and getting better each game.
Auburn victorious 73-42 over Rehoboth. Coach Chris Brandt joining us on the postgame show. Always appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll see you in 2026 when Central's on this very floor.
Awesome. And I want to say hello to my family. Didn't show up. And I got Caleb is supposed to come talk with
you. I'll hunt him down somewhere. Caleb Brooks? Yeah, we'll hunt him down somewhere.
I can always get Andrew.
Hey, if he wants to, we'd love to have him on. Whoever wants to. Thanks, Coach. Okay. We appreciate it. Coach Chris Brandt of Auburn High School boys basketball, a winner tonight, 73-42 over the Rehoboth Rebels here at home. He did mention Tigers go to 11-4 on the season. That's a big deal now as you go into some pretty big games. And I think we are going to have Andrew sit down with us here on the postgame show. Yeah, put on that headset there, man. We got Andrew Hayner joining us on the postgame show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How
yeah,
about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W Lee. And look, Coach Brandt told me this was going to happen, that he does it every year.
Yes,
he
sir.
Puts the scorebook keeper in a jersey, dresses him out for a game. You got in, but not only did you get in, you got to score tonight. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Hey, I mean, ending the career on 100% made free throws on the career, that's always something good.
Hey, can you talk to Antoine a little bit, see if that can float over to him?
Hey, I'll try my best.
I saw you out there trying to knock down a three or two. This place would have gone nuts if you knocked one of those down.
Nuts, man. But you know, it is what it is. I'm happy for the opportunity. You know, it's a blessing. Been with this program for 4 years now since my freshman year doing this, and you know, it's a dream. You know, I grew up in Auburn, grew up coming to the high school basketball camps, and just having this opportunity is just a blessing, man.
Yeah, well, what about this team? What makes it so special, this program with head coach Chris Brand and all the great assistant coaches? What is it about being an Auburn Tiger that you love so much?
I mean, it's a great atmosphere. You know, we're all brothers, man. It's we got a lot of team chemistry around this program, and Coach Brandt and the rest of the coaches, they lead it out very well. They're very very mature leaders. They build men, and that's what they've built me. I've been a part of that, and I've been blessed to be a part of that.
Andrew Hayner wears number 20, came in, got a couple of free throws tonight to help the Tigers take down Rehoboth 73-42 here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back and wrap it up right after this on 96.3 W Lee.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High, a winner tonight over Rehoboth, 73-42. Final score. We'll run you through some of the quick final stats for the Auburn High Tigers. Antoine Daniels had 22 points. Trendon Maynard had 8. Derek Bandy had 9. We told you that. All 9 of those coming in the fourth quarter. Hampton Jordan had 7. Also, Trey Ross with 6. You had Cash Reef with 5 and his first action back of the season. So good to see Cash Reef back a part of this program off of injury. Several players with 4. A.J. Turnbow, Kentrell
Evans both had four. Kayla Brooks had three. Antonio Welts with two. Andrew Hayner, who we just got done talking to, with two. And Hayden Still had a point as well. As Auburn beats Rehoboth 73-42. Rebels fall to 7-6 on the year. And Auburn now 11-4 in the 2025-2026 season. Our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We are done for 2025. We will see you in 2026. That's right. As this Tigers team travels all over the place, so will we. We will see you here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as the Tigers take on the Red Devils. That's right. It's Auburn and Central Phoenix City on January 9th here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Tigers a winner, 73-42 over Rehoboth. We'll see you in 2026 on the Auburn High Sports Network. Until then, I'm Jacob Goins. Stay safe, Tiger fans, and we'll see you next year.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
W Lee. WG.